Obelisk in Delémont in Switzerland.
Hey, you.
Okay, there you go, it's on. You're on TV now.
Oh my god. Well, I would just not know what to say.
There's some real good English people here.
The
guy is German here, very nice. Taking me a bit.
Helping a leg through the old front here.
Key here, she's an artist as well, photographer.
Oh,
she just took a real good picture of me with the barbed wire in front of the tunnel.
I did. She's getting very, very feisty in front of the lens. So anger and empowerment was coming out. Angst upon the government.
Hey, there we go. So Mary Jane, she's a singer, and
yeah, Mary Jane is my mother.
Oh, your mother, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Keith Jewell, the singer.
So the camera is turning.
I had a we were just discussing. I had a very strange brief evening singing in a Freemason's lodge, which my mother's boyfriend was Freemason, and he asked me, he said he'd pay me, I was I think maybe about 15 years old at the time, he said that he would pay me to sing, and I thought, oh yeah, of course, I'm going to get paid and whatever, I don't really care, I'm a singer, I'll sing and dance wherever I bloody want if I'm getting paid. So I went for the evening, and I thought the whole big thing, I always used to bully him, I thought it was quite a huge joke. I used to take the piss out of him and say, like, oh, you're Dungeons and Dragons club, like, and when I actually went there, you know, I sang in front of maybe like 60 well-dressed men or a table, and then I immediately after I sang had to leave the room. But it was always in a grand building, and he always had to learn passages to recite, and then I remember like once a month or so they'd change, one would be the master or wait a year and someone would be a master, and one time this said man relation of my mother became the master of the lodge, and he you know, came home with like swords and things like this to collect. And one time me and my mother actually went into the main Freemasonry room, which I don't believe is probably allowed in any way or form, but I really don't give a shit. But we went in, it was just, it was very strange. It was very, it's almost like a little creepy surrealist cave, but I don't know, not that nice. It didn't disturb me in any way, because I don't take it fully, immensely, seriously, but... Yeah, there's the all-seeing eye, which is always watching down on us, apparently, painted upon the ceiling, and the whole ceiling was painted, and everything was with such an excess grandeur, and a big throne for the master to sit on. But yeah, I think we might have even sat on the throne, which, you know, my curse for life. But yeah, I don't know, it's an interesting one.
Oh, maybe you were lucky you're still alive.
Oh yeah, I hope so.
All the swords and
well, I am, yeah. takes more than that to break a woman in this century, in this day and age, darling, I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Key, very interesting.
Pleasure, I'm glad I could contribute to your journey.
So this zoo is in Delémont in Switzerland. Look, it's very... There's the grail here. All sorts of stuff on it. Sun hieroglyph. Pyramid. It's all full of it. And it's new, you know. They know exactly what they're doing here. Yeah, it's very occult. Here too. Even there. So this is the train station in Delémont.